Oy vey. This is Madge Weinstein Yeast Radio. Doesn't matter what day it is because this is a podcast. I am in a foul, foul mood today. I am tired of dealing with Gussie. She is driving me crazy. She doesn't remember from one minute to the next what the fuck she's doing. And she is completely delusional. That goddamn metronome again. For sure I thought I'd remember it this time. Okay, just a second. Fucking shit. Okay, I'm back. Oy vey. I don't know, this is going to be quick because I'm hungry. I am angry. I am not lonely and I am most definitely tired. And I've got this delicious chicken. I can't pronounce it, it's Italian. What's it called? Chicken Piemontese. I don't know what the fuck, how to pronounce it, but it's got sun-dried tomatoes, mushrooms, and chicken breast. For those of you who are not an Americant, then you'll understand that this is an enormous plate of food because here everybody's fat and we have to eat constantly. I guess it's rude to eat. Oh, who cares? Like you're paying me? Like you're paying my goddamn salary? Give me a fucking break. I told you I'm in a crappy mood. Don't even start to cheer me up, gentle audience. I don't even know what I was going to talk about. Let's see. Oh, yeah, the psychiatrist. I went to my psychiatrist today. And, you know, he refilled my prescriptions. But basically, it was like, okay, how you doing? Good, Madge. That's great. Yeah. Now, what the fuck is with this Rumsfeld? Now, my doctor is from Poland. And you know what he told me? He said, this is like it was in Poland before the war. And you people don't know how close you are to that same bullshit. And it's true. And you know, I was thinking about it today in my Weight Watchers Anonymous meeting, and it occurred to me that we're already there. We're already Nazi Germany. It's just the numbers are different. I mean, what the fuck's going on at Guantanamo Bay? I was just reading that. You know, now that the Supreme Court said that these people are entitled to all different sorts of shit, well, there's one little detail. They're not telling the prisoners what they're entitled to. They're not telling them what their rights are. And how do we know what's going on over there? You know what I mean? How do we know it's not a little mini concentration camp? And along those same lines, when did this American flag become synonymous with George W. Bush? When did he adopt the flag as his fucking logo? When did the flag become the... I mean, I think that flag sucks ass now. I don't even want to look at it. Now I understand all these flag burners in the 60s and 70s because the flag became an ugly, mean symbol. Oh, this pasta and chicken is good. I was just too young to understand it. Now I'm not. It is. It's become... We need a new flag. It should be a... But what the fuck is the point in getting a new flag if it's just going to end up with the same crappy-ass meaning? So the psychiatrist says, how you doing, Madge? How you doing? Oh, I can't remember shit. This relationship with Gussie is ridiculous. It's long distance. I don't know what the fuck's going on. And then my other doctor, the head shrinker, the therapist, not the psychiatrist, the therapist I saw on Saturday, and he says, I think you're becoming a little too engrossed in your character. So, I was like, what is he talking about? Character. Character. Do I tell him he's being too much of a therapist? This is my character. I don't even understand what he was talking about. Character. I'm just Madge. That's all there is, right? There's nothing scary about it, is there? Nothing scary at all. You're not scared, are you? Just because I'm a character? You know, and I saw, I was at this party yesterday. I don't think I've podcasted since yesterday morning when I took the dump. But I ran into, at this party, the lovely Patty Elvis, and she is the best Elvis impersonator in the country. She's fabulous, and she's a lesbian. But Patty was trying to tell me that she thought the Feast of Fools is a little too raunchy, and I, and she's right, it sucks. It's ridiculous with all the cunt and all this ass stuff. We talk about AIDS. We make fun of everything, you know? But my whole point is this. Who fucking cares if you say nasty things? People are dying by the thousands over there, and it's our fucking fault. All this morality is a fucking distraction, and I'm goddamn sick of it. So Patty's saying we should try out for the gay television channel and do some pilot show, which I think is a good idea, and I'm willing to try it. But at the same time, I've become so cynical because it seems like everything that's on TV that's about gay people is basically a minstrel show, just like, what was that movie, that Spike Lee movie, Jabberwocky, I can't remember. You know, we're just there to entertain. You know, it's like, ha-ha, aren't we cute? And they'll take our rights away, and we'll take it. Mm-hmm. But coming out is more important than ever. That's what this last election proved. And people started to talk to me about Bush's speech this morning, his press conference. And I said, don't tell me. I don't want to know. Because I was at the gym this morning and just watching the reaction, because you know where I go is a lot of Jewish women, older, like me. And although I'm not that old. Just by watching the satskas in the faces as these women were watching the press conference, I knew it was bad. But that's the other thing my therapist or my psychiatrist was talking about is this fucking Rumsfeld using a machine to sign these fucking condolence letters. I mean, it's like, I don't even want to. I think what it is, it's finally sinking in what happened, that Bush actually won re-election. I think I've been in denial. I've been like, You know, that Elizabeth Kubler-Ross business, anger, denial, bargaining, depression, acceptance, like all that jazz, the movie. I think I've been in denial, anger, denial, what is it? Bargaining? Well, I never understood that one. Anger, denial, bargaining, depression, yes. That's where we're at, and I'm quickly moving into the next phase, eating. Eating. So Rumsfeld is crazy, but you know it all comes from the top. It all comes from the head bozo, the clown, the moron. We're fucked. Oh, this chicken's good. I can't watch TV to relax because my psychiatrist said it stimulates your frontal lobe, keeps me awake. The prescription for the sleeping medication isn't going to be ready till tomorrow. Oh, I don't even know if this goddamn thing is recording, to tell you the truth. Oh, and I think I have to burp. Troy, spikes. Sorry, bitches. I didn't mean to scream. Oy. I think that's about all for Yeast Radio tonight. Perhaps tomorrow I'll be coherent.